Virginia Public Radio is underwritten by the Virginia Education Association. Teaching, learning, leading.
Students and teachers in high-poverty schools often face challenges that are less prevalent in more affluent areas. For that reason, it can be hard to retain teachers in those schools. But David Poole with the Virginia Public Access Project says Norfolk hopes it's found a way to accomplish that.
Yeah, this story is by Sarah Gregory, a reporter with the Virginian Pilot in Norfolk. And the city of Norfolk Public Schools, they've designated six schools in the poorest neighborhoods as, quote, hard to staff, end quote. Problem is, many of the children come to school hungry. They get switched from school to school during the year because of eviction. And many of them are simply just so used to living in an environment of chaos and stress, it's just impossible for these kindergartners to sit on their own carpet square for any amount of time. So it's a very challenging thing, and the turnover at these schools has been tremendous.
The schools are looking for ways to offer these children at least some measure of permanence and predictability in the classroom. And David, in these six schools, there is now a plan for that.
The city of Norfolk has decided the one way to do this is try to get more stability with staffing. So they've offered teachers a $2,200 stipend to teach at these six schools. It's not clear this money is that much more money to make a huge difference, but to the teachers who are there, they said the symbolism is extremely important. It shows that the central office understands the challenges that they're up against in these particular schools.
And how well does it seem to be working?
It's too early to tell. This is the first year they've done it. For the six schools, the mid-year turnover is down, which is a positive sign. It's yet to be seen what this will mean in terms of test scores, but it's done wonders for teachers who can feel very demoralized working in schools. They work hard, but still are seen as failing by the wider community.
When you drive around Virginia, you'll see quite a few of those white markers with black lettering put up by the state to recognize all kinds of historic facts and events. David, our next story is about the newest of those markers.
Yeah, this story is by Bridget Balch, a reporter with the Richmond Times-Dispatch. About the state having a historic marker in Charles City County, it's commemorating an event in 1892 when a mob of white men descended upon the Charles City County Jail and took Isaac Brandon, a father of eight, took him out of jail and hung him from a nearby tree, an extrajudicial killing in Virginia, one of more than 100.
And among the state's many historical markers, this one is a first.
This is the first one that commemorates a lynching. As part of this unveiling, officials tried to contact as many of the descendants of Isaac Brandon as they could. About 80 people were there. Many of them had never met each other, and many of them didn't even know the story of Isaac Brandon.
Brandon had been accused of attacking a white woman, but was killed before he could have a trial. No one involved in the lynching was ever charged with a crime. David Poole is with the Virginia Public Access Project. I'm Fred Eccles.